thanks everyone for tuning in to the Undercut's review of both the 2025 Chinese Grand Prix Sprint Race and Chinese Grand Prix Qualifying. That was a lot to say. Please rate, review, and subscribe wherever you listen, and enjoy the show.
By being a racing driver, you are under risk all the time. By being a racing driver means you are racing with other people. And if you no longer go for a gap that exists, you're no longer a racing driver.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, boy, 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 did we have a crazy sprint race and qualifying, but obviously let it start with the sprint stuff. It was Lewis's first pole, baby pole, as I said in the last episode, for Lewis at Ferrari, and he was able to hold it the whole entire race, and it wasn't even really close. I mean, Max had some moments where it looked like he might be able to push him, but once we got halfway through the sprint race, Lewis started pulling away. Oscar was able to get closer to Max after the tire started wearing down, which I'll talk about in a bit. But yeah, once Max started getting chased by Oscar around halfway through, Lewis just slowly, methodically pulled away. He kept him kept Max in a little bit closer so that he could massage the tires. But once we got to the last few couple laps, Lewis just blew ahead, and it was an incredible moment. There were crazy amounts of Lewis Hamilton fans at the Chinese Grand Prix. But I mean, it's Lewis, so what do we expect for that? And then Max really started struggling, like I said, and Oscar was able to get up behind him and ultimately was able to pass him and get into P2. He wasn't able to catch up to Lewis, but still, Oscar looking really, really strong. On the flip side of that, Lando struggled at the start. He lost a place to, I think Charles started behind him. So yeah, Charles was able to get by him through the first couple turns, and then into turn six, he went crazy wide and lost another two places, which sat him in ninth place for most of the sprint race, which is out of the points because 1 through 8 scores. He was ultimately able to pass Lance on one of the last two laps to get a point back. So he was able to keep the championship lead for now after the sprint race, but it was not enjoyable for him at all. He really cooked his tire on that first lap. His engineer said that his was graining more than the other drivers, so he was just struggling back there. I mean, obviously, towards the end of the sprint race, it seemed the McLaren's tires were able to kind of come into their own and pick it up, and he was able to make up at least the one place to get the 1 point. So, you know, I guess, you know, take what you can get from Lando, but not where he wanted to be after what he did in Australia. Yuki doing fantastic stuff, able to stay in P6, while Liam had an okay race, considering he started in the very back. I mean, he was able to make it all the way up to P14, but he was very, very aggressive, almost crashing into Doohan twice and crashed into Bortoleto. I shouldn't say crash. They bumped tires, but still, he was looking overly aggressive, but I guess that's the Red Bull mentality, right? So I'm sure that given that he was starting in the back, they at least liked the aggressiveness. Anything else? Well, Jack Doohan spun out on the last lap. Like I said, he had some moments with Liam. So, you know, he finished almost 20 seconds behind. He also got a penalty for his moment, I believe, with Liam. He might have had a moment with Bortoleto too. But yeah, not good for Jack, who, like we said in the pre-race or a preseason show, that he's already on the hot seat. So he needs to pick it up quickly if he's going to stay in that team and not have Flavio replace him. And nothing else really exciting happened in the sprint race. George ended up finishing in P4, Charles in P5, you know, kind of nothing there. Kimi was able to be in the points again, but I mean, only 2 points ahead of Lando, though, so not too bad for Kimi's, I guess, second race, first sprint race in F1. So yeah, that is really it for the sprint race. And that brings us to qualifying for the Grand Prix. In the end, Oscar was able to take his first pole in Formula One Grand Prix racing. He has taken at least one sprint pole. But his first Grand Prix pole and the first Aussie to start on pole since Danny was able to do it at Mexico in 2018 when he was at Red Bull. So really amazing for Oscar, especially with what he dealt with in Australia, his home race. He will be thrilled with that. And especially with what we saw in the sprint, it might not be that way in the feature race with, you know, the extra distance, but it was tough sledding for overtaking, so he should be pretty thrilled with that. It was looking like it was going to be a McLaren 1-2 to start the race again, but George, with the last lap in Q3, he looked like he was really not able to get the pace through all of qualifying, but he said in his post-qualifying interview that they did something to the car for that last lap, and it just came together, and he was only 0.082, so 82 milliseconds behind Oscar on pole, which is crazy because the gap for Australia between P1 and P2 for qualifying was 84 milliseconds apart. So the margins are crazy, crazy tight. And oh, I should have mentioned, not only did Oscar take his first pole of his F1 career, but he also took the track lap record from Michael Schumacher, which is held since 2004. How crazy is that? Man, great job from Oscar. And then, like I said, George was able to take it on the last lap, so he took it from Lando, who will start in P3 with Max right next to him, who really looked to be struggling through the sprint. So I don't know if he's going to be able, I mean, he might be able to move up at the start and make it difficult for Lando. We've seen Lando struggle on starts. He did not in Australia, but we've seen it in the past. So hopefully, in my case, at least as a McLaren homer, that he'll be able to stay in front of Max at the start. I guess the Ferraris, from what we saw in sprint qualifying, or at least from Lewis, not as good here, starting P5, P6. Hadjar getting into into Q3, sitting P7, out-qualifying Yuki, who out-qualified Liam yet again, who is starting in P20 yet again, Liam Lawson. And then I saw, I cannot believe, this makes me lose a little bit of respect for Liam, if this is true. It might not be true, but I saw that he told the Red Bull team that he's going to start taking driving seriously now. Like, was he not taking it seriously before? What was he doing? I don't understand that. It's, yeah. You're in F1. You're in one of the top teams. They might not be the out and out best team like they have been the last couple seasons, but still, now you're taking it seriously? That is a joke. You've been in P20 for every single qualifying session so far this season. You've been out qualified by every single other rookie, and you have the most experience out of all the rookies. You're going to start taking driving seriously now? That is crazy. Sorry, dude. Anything else? Albon out qualifying Carlos again. Carlos, of course, still trying to figure out the car. Oh yeah, actually, before I move on, with Hadjar again, not only was he able to qualify in P7, but he took the, he had the second fastest time in Q1 and the fourth fastest time in Q2. This Racing Bulls, before too long, is going to have more points than Red Bull Racing if it keeps up with Liam driving the way he is. So that would be crazy. And that will make me feel justified for my thoughts on Yuki. All right, I'll stop talking about Yuki. I've talked about him in every single episode. That's enough. And anything else? I think that should really do it. I mean, the Aston Martins looking kind of where we expected, qualifying P13, P14, you know, middle mid-pack, essentially. I think that's it. So another short episode. Hope you guys are liking them. Please rate, review, and subscribe wherever you're listening so that more people can check out our show. We want to keep doing this. It would mean a lot. So please do that. And we will see you Monday for the release of our review of the Grand Prix. See you then, guys. Thanks, guys, for listening to the Undercuts review of the 2025 Chinese Grand Prix Sprint Race and the qualifying session for the Grand Prix. Please rate, review, and subscribe wherever you guys listen. It helps us out a lot, and we'll be back on Monday for our review of the 2025 Chinese Grand Prix feature race. We will see you guys there.